Well, we've been talking about the new Iran nuclear deal this morning, but there's another agreement that's making headlines. EU leaders have now reached a deal with Greece to negotiate a third bailout to keep the cash-strapped country in the eurozone. Greece's financial crisis has been causing ripple effects around the world, especially for families and businesses with direct links there. Seattle is home to a large Greek community, and for many, the turmoil in Greece hits close to home. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
About a dozen Greek women stand in an assembly line, aprons on, hands messy.
And these ladies are preparing the filling for the bougatsa.
Say that again,
bougatsa.
Bougatsa.
Yes.
That's like a pastry?
It's a pastry, yes.
They work in pairs, adding layers of phyllo dough, nuts, and melted butter. It's all prep for a fall festival here at this Greek Orthodox church in Seattle.
Yes.
The laughter quiets as the topic turns to Greece. Nina Varlamos was just there last week.
The conversation is all the same. Everywhere you go, what is going to happen? How are we going to, you know, cope with this?
Varlamos grew up on an island near Athens. Her sister is still there and struggling in her retirement.
My parents and I and my other sister, we all donated to the to the cause, gave them a little extra money because they don't get very much. And with this situation, they didn't even get their whole pension for the month.
It's a family matter and tough for Varlamos to talk about. She says Greeks are proud people, but these are different and difficult times. It makes her emotional.
Very sad. I want Greece back where it was.
It's been 5 years of downward spiral for Greece's economy. Take unemployment. Half of young people don't have jobs. The situation causes Theo Polisos to lose sleep.
Sometimes I wake up during the night and I turn on the news. See what's going to happen.
Polisos left Greece decades ago as a young bride. She also sends money now to family back home, mainly to her 32-year-old niece, a librarian who's been out of work several years.
They're waiting for a better day. So I don't know how soon, if they're ever going to come, the better days.
Hey, John, how are you?
We're now across town at an upscale Greek restaurant. Businessman Tasos Manoudas wheels in a small delivery cart. It's loaded with tins of olive oil and other products he imports directly from Greece.
So what is this in the jug here?
This is the raw honey.
Oh, raw honey. Okay.
Manoudas and his wife left Greece 5 years ago as the economy turned south. He says they were lucky. His wife got a transfer with Microsoft, and this is a more stable home for his young family. His import business keeps him closely tethered to Greece's economy and how it affects suppliers there differently, depending sometimes on how much they hustle.
So people who have and businesses who have a more entrepreneurial approach, I would say, they're doing all right.
And how about the little guy?
Unfortunately, the little guy is not doing too good.
Manoudas makes regular trips to Greece. I ask if a lot of these little guys seek him out and want his help.
Yes, I get this a lot, but usually it's over either ouzo or coffee. So I get to drink a lot.
Manoudas buys some products from relatives and friends he grew up with. He says that's a big reason why he started this business, to help people back home.
It means the world to me, and hopefully I can help more businesses back home and at the same time support the local economy here.
Manoudas is braced for more turbulence up ahead. He thinks any direction Greece turns next will spark transition, instability, and decline. The question is just how much.
There is not a guidebook for this in the European Union. Nothing like this has ever happened before.
For now, he plans to keep supporting Greece the best ways he knows how, with his imports, and hopefully soon as a tourist. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.